is Carson Cardinal. Today, I'd like to talk to everyone about Carl Jung. Now, Carl Jung, to me, has been a long-standing aid in my psychological development and growth. I've been reading Carl Jung's books for close to 5 years now. He has a lot of material, lots of different topics, from personality types to aspects of the feminine to aspects of the masculine to archetypal themes to myth. And recently I've been reading one of Carl Jung's books titled Modern Man in Search of a Soul. This book was first published in 1933. And I was reading a chapter titled Psychology and Literature. And in this chapter, Jung speaks about literature, poetry, and aesthetics in terms of artistic creations. And there's just a couple sections in the book that I'd like to read to you today. Jung writes, "What is essential in a work of art is that it should rise far above the realm of personal life and speak from the spirit and heart of the poet as man to the spirit and heart of mankind." And I just thought that was a wonderful, wonderful thing to write and to dwell upon, that there is something in us as individuals, in our personal lives, in our own spirits and hearts, that we can speak to broader mankind. I also felt that it was important to read a second quote from the same chapter, just on the following page. And Jung writes, "Art is a kind of innate drive that seizes a human being and makes him its instrument. The artist is not a person endowed with free will who seeks his own ends, but one who allows art to realize its purposes through him. As a human being, he may have moods and a will and personal aims, but as an artist, he is man in a higher sense. He is collective man, one who carries and shapes the unconscious psychic life of mankind. To perform this difficult office, it is sometimes necessary for him to sacrifice happiness and everything that makes life worth living for the ordinary human being." And so I just felt that those few quotes today were essential to my learning and development, and I hope you learned something from it as well. Thank you for listening.